43 deaths since 1998. That's quite a lot of tragedies for those involved and for their families. And that doesn't take into account the numbers of people who would have been injured as a result of accidents.
And the Action for A5 group are saying that these figures back up the group's concerns that a dual carriageway would increase safety, would reduce the amount of deaths that we're having.
Well, the part of Action for A5's strategy is to save lives, and the new dual carriageway would certainly do that, because we know from the A4, the Dungannon to Ballygolly, but that has already been done. There's not been one life lost on that in the 2 years that new road's been opened, whereas previously there were several deaths per year on it. So that's factual proof that good roads save lives.
And you're calling for the A5 Alliance now to change their stance in light of these figures?
Well, they should certainly take into account those tragedies and have some sympathy for the bereaved relatives. And every year that passes, an average of 3-4 people per year die on that road. And if it's delayed for another 2 or 3 years, you're talking about another maybe up to 12-15 people will die on that road. And I think they should take that into account and avoid any further action that would delay this project.